Hello, and welcome to Prophetic Forum, hosted by Jeannie Richardson. In this meeting, we welcome special guest, Rebecca Valdivia. Hola, y bienvenidos al Foro Profético, organizado por Jeannie Richardson. En esta reunión, damos la bienvenida a un invitado especial, Rebecca Valdivia. Nos unimos al foro que ya está en curso. We join the forum already in progress.
And then I want to pray for healing, and I want us to agree, miracle. I've actually been seeing incredible healing miracles happening lately. I think what's happening is, I'm going to say this jokingly, but God is starting to leak. He's giving us foretastes of what's going to be happening with this great global glory outpouring that he's going to be doing. And he's giving us kind of appetizers, let's put it that way. I was so blessed to go away for 4 days with David, and we were able to do some amazing fine dining type places, and they have these appetizers that were just like you didn't want to eat anything else, and it was so good. But God is giving us appetizers, so of this glory global outpouring that he is going to be releasing, and he's already starting to give us a taste of what he's going to do. And so I just believe that the angels right now are on assignment, that even as we've been talking about them, I really, you know, when we were having our prophetic classes every quarter a couple years ago, we saw that there was an assignment of angels with every 4 to 6 week class we would have. There would be either an angel of finance or an angel of healing or an angel of government or an angel of promotion or an angel of, it was very interesting. And we saw during that time when people would align their heart and their faith for that, they would see amazing things happen. When the angel of healing was present, people were being healed in their bodies. Nobody had to lay hands on them. When the angel of finances were there, we saw finances literally multiplied even as we were counting the money. I remember many among us, including Pastor Linda and David and I, ended up getting thousands of dollars refunded to us for really unrealistically from things from years ago that we'd forgotten about. The government ended up giving David and I an extra $2,000 versus what the tax return said. My point is there's angels of healing that are on this call right now. And so when Don Hank, who is on this call as well, mentioned his right shoulder, I could sense and I can feel it, actually the goodness of God in my mouth right now. We're talking about spiritual senses, that there's a healing anointing even on this call. So I'm saying this and sharing this with you so that you will begin to connect your faith with me as we pray. And if you need healing in your body, I want to encourage you to begin to reach out in the spirit right now and believe the Lord for a healing even in your physical body. Amen. So we're going to watch God do this. So Father, first of all, I want to thank you for this gathering, for this prophetic forum, for this amazing time of coming together, of hearing this now word through your servant, Father God, through Rebecca, Rebecca Valdivia, who carries such anointing internationally, such government keys she carries internationally to see shifts in the atmosphere. And even in government, God, you've opened up amazing doors in palaces, places of prestige, places of power, because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. And so, Father, in the authority of Jesus' mighty name, we just thank you for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that this meeting is covered in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that even now in the authority of Jesus' name, there's such a movement of your spirit. Father, we thank you for the healing angels. We thank you for angels on assignment, angels of revelation, angels that carry this fiery call of intercession, angels on assignment to do all that you called and we us to operate in and to hear and to receive this day, that Rebecca will share and speak exactly as the as led by the Spirit of her Father in heaven, and that the angels of God will respond to those words in every single one of our lives. And so, Father, even as I've seen and sensed the presence of physical healing, I ask right now, Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, that you would release those angels now to reach out and to touch every ailment in every body of every person that is on this Zoom meeting right now in Jesus' name, and especially, Father, the right shoulder of Don Hank. We cancel the curse. We command supernatural healing, that his ligaments will actually supernaturally be recreated. We break the power of pain in the authority of Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for your holy oil that is being poured upon him now in the mighty name of Jesus. And over each one in the sound of my voice who needs healing, maybe in your family, you need healing in your family right now. God is healing people in your family. I see God said, I will save you and your household. That word save means supernatural healing, wholeness, prosperity, and restoration. And it's linked to the word shalom in the Old Testament. And so I thank you for the healing of not only the people on this call, but those that have activated their faith right now to believe for a touch of heavenly divine healing. We receive it now. Angels be released according to the will of the Father to bring about that healing anointing now. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Amen. Let's begin to thank him. Let's thank him right now. Thank him right now for healing the arthritis. Thank you right now. My right finger is, you know, I operate with this kind of thing. William Brannan used to operate in it, many others. But the thumb represents the apostle, the pointer finger, the prophet, the middle finger, which is the longest, the evangelist, the wedding finger, the pastor, and then the little finger, the teacher anointing. And my right finger right now is tingling. It's vibrating, which means I'm operating in word of knowledge right now. So some of you've had some problems with arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and the Lord is healing you right now. In fact, Vanija, when I saw you moving your hands, I knew that that's what that was for. So I call that forth healing retinas. God's healing some retinas right now. I hear glaucoma. Some of you've been having some tingling, ringing in your ear in the name of Jesus. And also the Lord wants you to know he's releasing a sensitivity right now in the revelatory, and my precious Jennifer Heck, who is part of my family. She is the sister to Brian Heck, my son in love. The Lord says he's quickening the spirit of revelation upon your life, Jennifer. My spiritual senses are fully being activated right now. The Lord is saying he's activating your spiritual senses in a new way. You're going to operate really in it's discerning of spirits that you're going to begin to operate in a more fluid way. But because the Lord has put mighty warrior angels around you, it's not going to be a thing. You're going to see and know what's going on in the enemy's camp, but you're so well protected, the Lord says, you're not going to have to worry about reprisal or anything, because he's given you such great wisdom, and his goodness and greatness is going to be seen on you. And now that word is also applying to many of you. We're in a time of a quickening of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of revelation. And I heard the Lord say even the angels of revelation are being released to you. Many of you are going to have visitations in the night. We learned about the angel of the presence of the Lord, The Lord said, I will send my angel before you, the angel of my presence before you, to drive out the enemy and to bring you to the place I've called you to walk in. So the spirit of revelation is moving within you and is upon you, but you're also going to have angels of revelation bringing you into these new places of understanding the will of the Father and how to walk in that in great wisdom as well as revelation. And so praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is what happens when you go away for 4 days. You're just like, I'm ready, God, to do something for you. So Dawn, why don't you go ahead and just move your shoulder? Don't move it to the place of hurting, but move it as the Spirit of God just begins to ooze his presence upon you. Go ahead and move your shoulder. And let me know, how is that feeling now as you begin to move it? When you have people, Jesus said, stretch out your hand. But when you have people begin to respond to healing prayer, have them just move a little bit. Working in miracles, you do it a little bit. And then if it hurts a little bit, then you have them stop, talk to them about the word a little bit more, then watch and see how they move it again. And pretty soon it's more and more and more and more. And that's fine. I really believe, though, that you're not going to have a problem with that shoulder ever again. So that's kind of where I'm at. But for some reason, I felt a strong anointing on that when you mentioned that. And so I just bless you and seal this prayer and a promise in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, Dawn. Thank you. Blessings to all of y'all that have come on, Gail and B and Antonia, Hannah, all of y'all. I just bless you in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn this. Let me look at the chats. Yes. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord so strongly. Amen. Yes, that's very good. Victor highlighted in the book of Revelation, the angel of Revelation. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. Amen. And I believe that angel of Revelation is with us tonight. So I want to go ahead and turn it over to my amazing Rebecca. Now, before I do, if you do decide that you want to go ahead and look at just her beautiful face, then you go up to the top of your screen and you press speaker view, and then you won't be distracted by all the other little mosaics, and then you can just see her beautiful face. Rebecca, this is what I know of Rebecca. She's very, very powerful warrior in the spirit. Now, we talked a lot about what a powerful prophetic intercessor she is. I feel like she's a prophet to the nations. I feel like she would never go around saying that herself, but I really believe that. And it's not about the sphere that you have as far as what you do when you're in those nations. And I believe God sends her, and you'll hear it from her lips, on assignment. And as she goes, she flows with the Spirit of God. And I know that as a spokesman for God, she speaks what God speaks. She hears what God hears. And God sends her to the right place at the right time to speak for him. Amen. And it has an international sphere and affects nations. And so I want to go ahead and turn that over to her. And thank you for being with us, Rebecca. I love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you for having me. So I will, during parts of the teaching today, get into some of the stories, testimonies from my international travels. But this is going to be a power-packed, straight from the Lord lesson tonight. It's a bit long, so be patient. If you have to get up, use the restroom, whatever you need to do, don't worry, feel free. And then if you can hold questions until the end, then let's do that. And so have a pen and paper, write things down if you have questions or whatever. But we'll just get as far as we can and go where the Lord wants to go with us. But I want to start out by, we all know, this is a statement, we all know that it's just hell has broken out against this nation. And What I do know is that God is never mocked for very long. He established this nation and he watches over it. So he wants to partner with us in healing America. The scripture that I got when I was praying was Isaiah 61:7-9. Instead of shame, my people will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, they will rejoice in their share. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. Remember, that's our strength. I love justice and I hate robbery and wrongdoing. What's going on today? My faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the people. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. Hallelujah. So let's open in prayer. I know Jeannie prayed, but I have something on my heart. So God, we know that you are our God. You say there's no other God but you. We're in desperate need of you, Lord. There's so much going on right now that all we can think to do is to cry out to you. Our nation must have Jesus. Lord, rend the heavens and come down. Since ancient times, no one has heard. There's no ear that's perceived and no eye that has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You will come and help us. We will remember and recount your ways, Lord. Where sin abounds and appears to be increasing, let your grace much more abound, Lord. God, save our cities. Save the ungodly leaders that are allowing the takeover of their cities. Save the hardest hearts. Come and reveal yourself to the peoples causing havoc and fear, pain, and the suffering of others, Lord. Anoint us to reveal your son to them. God, we call out for you to make yourself known to our national leaders. Let them fall on their faces before you, even as Nebuchadnezzar did. Show them who you are and straighten things out, Lord. Show them that we are the people you have your hand on. Download revelation to your people that can restore our cities, Lord. Give us answers for the hurting. We say the mountains of society will melt before the great and mighty God Most High. You will affirm your covenant with us and anoint us to proclaim the gospel of your kingdom throughout the land. We say you are welcome in America, Jesus. We decree, God, rend the heavens and step down into America now in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 66:3 in the Message Bible says, say of God, we've never seen anything like him. When your enemies see you in action, they slink off like scolded dogs. The earth falls to its knees. That's what I'm talking about. Our enemies don't stand a chance. So we're definitely in a time where the kingdom of Satan is confronting the kingdom of God. But we know who wins, right? So tonight, my job is to encourage you and maybe give you a few reminders or keys that God has not forgotten us, that he's always with us. Remember, the word of God informs and it transforms. So it's time for us to be bold as a lion. He fights our battles. We are his dwelling place, so we carry his presence. So let's trust and know that we serve the champion. And even though we are in the midst of a pandemic, I believe we're about to transition to a pandemic of glory. No more spirit of fear, but that of joy, our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, in a nutshell, we're going to be covering God, the God of hope, who's fighting for us. We need to know the Christ in you so that you don't grow weary. We're going to learn about the strategies of the enemy today, and then how we can take action being led by the Spirit, okay? So bear with me. Like I said, it may be a little long, but I believe that it's what God wants us to hear. Okay. Isaiah 59, 19. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what did he say? I'll raise up a standard against him. Well, guess what? You are the standard. Okay. We are kings and priests called to do mighty exploits. The Lord is preparing his church to move into great exploits, things we've never even dreamed or imagined. You are God's child. You have a role to play in this season that no one else can fulfill. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So the seeking started with our salvation, right? And then we became the righteousness of God. But our goal should be to become more and more like him every single day. So seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness helps us to develop and understand through the experiences we go through in this life, his character within us to prepare us to rule as kings and priests in this earth. And that comes from Revelation 5:10. So in today's times, we should seek to have the heart of King Solomon because we can learn a lot from him. He was the wisest and the richest man that ever lived. 2 Chronicles 1:7-12 records how this came to be. So that night, God appeared to Solomon. God said, "What do you want from me? Ask." Solomon answered, "You were extravagantly generous with David, my father, and now you have made me king in his place. Establish, God, the words you spoke to my father, for you've given me a staggering task, ruling this mob of people. Yes, give me wisdom and knowledge as I come and go among this people, for who on his own is capable of leading these, your glorious people?" And then God answered Solomon, "This is what comes out of your heart. You didn't grasp for money, wealth, fame, and the doom of your enemies. You didn't even ask for a long life. You asked for wisdom and knowledge so you could govern well my people over whom I've made you king. Because of this, you get what you asked for, wisdom and knowledge. And I'm presenting you the rest as a bonus, money, wealth, and fame beyond anything the kings before or after you had or will ever have." His sole focus was God's business, his people. King Solomon's words in Ecclesiastes 12:13 said, "Fear God, do what he tells you to do," right? So the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but what? Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. So in today's time, what are you concentrating on? What are you concerned about? Are you settled in his peace and joy? We have the final victory, a kingdom that will stand forever. As we're seeking, we're also encountering the great I am. I am means the God of the present. Yep, he's here. Even in the midst of all this chaos, in Exodus, we see in 3:14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am. Tell the people of Israel, I am sent me to you." And then in chapter 6, he was reminding the Israelites that he would be faithful to all his promises, so to bring them into the land he'd promised. Well, that's us today. His word is true. It's yea and amen. He's faithful to all his promises, and we have the victory, right? And then in Exodus 14, even the Egyptians knew that he was the great I am because of all the plagues that he sent, right? So Are our troublemakers today going to wind up knowing the great I am and that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Listen, I am the bright and morning star. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of salvation. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. Wow. Psalms 8, verse 1. It's Lord, your name is so great and powerful. People everywhere see your splendor. Your glorious majesty streams from the heavens, filling the earth with the fame of your name. So as I was preparing this message, I heard God say, and this is what he does, the way that when I'm preparing, he gives me a lot of download, including prophecy. So he said, beloved, I am Jehovah Seba, the Lord of hosts, God of the angel armies, and I am for you. All of heaven is at my command, and I move on your behalf because of my great love for you. So resist the urge to be afraid of what man or nature can do, for I am fully prepared to take care of you. Whether I lift you out of trouble or give you grace to walk right through, I promise I will never leave you nor turn a deaf ear to your cry, for I cherish each one of my children. I know your very frame. I've numbered every hair on your head, so never doubt that I will move on your behalf or that you're somehow beneath my notice. For you are the apple of my eye, which is why I am ferociously mindful of all concerning you. You are equipped, beloved, protected in the armor of God with my heavenly hosts at your beckon. Never doubt our strength or give in to the temptation to fear. I am steadfast and I am sure. Prophesy, beloved, declare my word unto the earth, for I am good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think I could stop right now and we could all just go on and go to bed because, or continue your evening, just because that in itself is so encouraging and it's really refreshing. But let's just keep going because there's a few more names of God that are significant for today. The first is the Lord of hosts. 1 Samuel 17, 18. God replied to Goliath, right? While the Goliath has a sword and a spear, I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. Psalm 24, 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. So that's the Lord of hosts that we have on our side. The next one is El Gibor. G-I-B-H-O-R. It means strong or mighty. When you combine it with El, which means God, it means strong and mighty God. The name describes God as a mighty warrior and champion who will defeat God's enemies and rule with a rod of iron. He always prevails. He has great strength and authority over all. Sometimes we forget that we can trust God in overwhelming troubles. He's still the mighty God. El Gibor will deliver us. Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, the spirit of a mighty warrior rests on him. The next name, El Elyon, It means the extremely exalted, sovereign, high God. Psalms 57:2, I cry out to the Most High, Elyon, who is perfecting all matters for me. El Elyon occurs 12 times in the Old Testament. It first occurs 4 times in Genesis. So Genesis 14:18, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine to celebrate Abram's military victory. And he was priest of God Most High, El Elyon. He blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. Woo! All right. The next one is Yahweh Rapha. It means heal our land. There are other connotations, but for tonight, we're going to make it heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If I ever shut off the supply of rain from the skies, or order the locusts to eat the crops, or send a plague on my people, and my people, my God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning their backs on their wicked lives, I'll be there ready for you. I'll listen from heaven and forgive their sins and restore their land to health. Hallelujah. Is that a promise to us?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word Rapha is a Hebrew root verb, and it means to mend, cure, heal, or restore. It's primarily translated as heals or healed in scripture, but it also is used as a noun meaning physician. Okay. Then we have El Diot, D-E-O-T, the God of knowledge. The Almighty knows everything and is the source of all knowledge. Any knowledge that man has comes from him. Proverbs 18:10. Run into the strong tower of El Diot, who will give you knowledge in these days and be safe. So Hannah, she was a devout woman of prayer. She lived a ridiculed life, but she wanted one thing, and she had prayed and prayed and prayed for a son, and God blessed her with a son. When she took Solomon to the temple in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 through 3, in the Living Bible, it says, how I rejoice in the Lord, how he has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, for the Lord has solved my problem. How I rejoice. No one is as holy as the Lord. There is no other God, nor any rock like our God. Quit acting so proud and arrogant. The Lord knows what you have done, and he will judge your deeds. He knows everything his enemies do and will punish them. Can we apply that today? Of course. Right? These are some names that are applicable for today. So now what I want to do is, who dwells in you? Who dwells in you? Who lives in you? Let's look at that. Jesus is King of the Jews, King of Israel, King of the nations, King of heaven, King of righteousness, King of peace, King of glory, King of the ages, King of all kings. Christ gave himself for us to give himself to us. He is all-encompassing. He overcomes all. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? He lives in us. We can run to him and turn all of our cares over to him. All this mess today, turn it over, because he's our strength. our fortress and refuge in time of trouble. We don't have to go anywhere. Just be still and know that I am God. Jeremiah 16:19, Yahweh is my strength and my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Strength is God's attribute. Fortress is a place or a stronghold of safety and protection. And refuge is a place of escape. You need anything else? Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. We need to focus on who we are in him, not on ourselves. Don't get into the woe me in today's timing. Worship Jesus the King.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Forum with Jeannie Richardson and special guest Rebecca Valdivia. This concludes part one. Stay tuned for part two. Gracias por estar escuchando al Foro Profético con Jeannie Richardson. Esto concluye la primera parte. No se vayan para escuchar parte número dos.